WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Those who made love in the moonlight, but I'm not laughing anymore, for I never knew what the moonlight could do till the night when I first met you, dear. I didn't dream that the whole world could seem like a sweet paradise. Never thought that happiness existed. Can't imagine how I ever missed it. Oh, I never knew what the moonlight could do till the night when I first met you. Some prefer to dream of romance in the day. But one lie to charm a girlie and her
thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate it. And it's very nice. Very nice, as always, to have you here listening. And it's a bunch of crunch. All 78s tonight. A couple of different ones, though. Actually, a couple of modern selections, too. Done in the old style. But nonetheless, we are going to go and continue with 78s most of the evening. We begin with this kind of is a holdover from last week, because I played a very high male voice last week. This week I'm playing Kitty O'Connor, the girl baritone, and there's another selection by her which I will also play. That was I Never Knew What the Moonlight Could Do from 1926, old Columbia 78. Then a very nice band you don't hear about much, Jack Denny with a D. Jack Denny and his Mount Royal Hotel Orchestra, Climbing the Stairs. That was from 1929, and that's a very nice sound. I like that little accordion behind the saxophone sound that was in there. It's beautiful. It's quite nice. And our theme, which you hear every week, and that's usually the cue to go get a drink. But for me, it's the cue that the show is on the air. And this is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with an acoustic recording. Diva. I've got a lot of divas tonight. I guess Kitty O'Connor was a diva, but she was a deep diva. These divas are Shellac Divas on the Columbia subsidiary label. And this is Barth Mississippians with somebody going by the alias Mel Lou. And I don't know who it is, but Barth Mississippians, they sound good here. 1928. I Can't Get Enough of You. Thank you. I guess that's where you land at the end of the rainbow. You kind of have a take a little slip there on the xylophone. That was a Greg Gull recording. That was a leftover, but I thought I'd use it because it just didn't fit 1 week, so I used it this week. The Metropolitan Dance Orchestra, apparently Arthur Hall, sounded like Arthur Fields, but at some point all those guys kind of blend in, but Arthur, there are a lot of Arthurs out there, and they're all singing. At the End of the Rainbow, 1927. Very, not bad sound for an old Greg Gull. the old Grey Gull ain't what she used to be, but in that case, she sounded all right. Before that, Nick Lucas, beautiful recording. Just one of his bigger hits, too, actually, not often heard, but I have sheet music with his picture on it singing for this song. It Must Be Love, 1928 in Old Brunswick. Before that, a diva, 78, Barth's Mississippians. Somebody going by the name of Mel Lou. Was last seen, he recorded this song, I Can't Get Enough of You. And now on radio, I'm Andy Senior. We're going to continue with our Buncho Crunch. And actually, these don't sound too bad. I'm enjoying them a lot tonight. They always sound more crunchy on my computer sometimes than I do when I play them here. Henry Canfield. Now, this is rather... This is a Grey Gull, and it's a little crunchier. But again, here's a recording... Nobody has heard in years, probably, or very few people have considered it, but it's a rather somber song from 1927, Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain.
From the sky, and I see a butterfly. I can almost hear him sighing, cause he has to stop his flying. I can easily sympathize with those helpless butterflies. Now here I am lonely, tired and lonely, crying for home in vain. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, longing for flowers, dreaming of hours back in that sun-kissed lane. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, I know that all of the world is cheery by that old cottage door. Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, brokenly saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain. The world is cheery by that old cottage door. Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, brokenly saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew who she can be, worries me. For every time she passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. somebody loves me. I wonder who, maybe it's you.
Obviously, that was Peggy Hill, and the name on the label of this is the Bluebird recording of this, the Mad Hatters. It was actually a Sid Pelton group, although I think the Victor was issued as Elliot Everett and his orchestra, but the Mad Hatters was issued on a Bluebird, and I found, I'm assuming it is exactly the same take as on the Victor, which, by the way, if you want to hear that, and without the crunch so much, you can... Well, you'll just have to check out the Big Broadcast and Rich Conaty, because he issued it on Volume 3 of the Big Broadcast. And it's a very, and I like the record so much, I managed to find it. But I found it was interesting, and this is, well, technical detail, so I'll bore you with this for 5 minutes. I looked at the label, and I noticed that the little, at the space where the little VE would be, it would be on a Victor record. Now, everybody's saying, oh my God. But still, you know, let's just get, I'll get through this quickly, and then we can go on. The VE, the take number, and the usual number that would be on a Victor recording, the catalog number, were all scraped off on this Bluebird issue. So it was obviously the same take used. I just thought it was interesting, and because even though I have played it recently, I'm playing it again because I consider this a source document. And it's fun. Before that, Cliff Edwards, a real source document with Andy Iona's Islanders in 1936. Somebody Loves Me. I wonder who. Well, I'll take a a survey later. That's an interesting sound there. The Iona with his trumpet in there sounded pretty interesting. It was sort of country, sort of jazz, sort of Hawaiian. And we'll play another one of those later, too. We'll play St. Louis Blues, and that's really sort of country, sort of jazz, and sort of Hawaiian. And Cliff Edwards. Beginning with Henry Canfield singing a very somber song, which was somewhat mitigated by the xylophone. That tends to alleviate any somber feelings you might have about Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain, 1927. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. And you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I hope you're enjoying this tonight. These are some odds and ends, mostly, which I put under the heading of Bunch O' Crunch. In other words, mostly shellac 78s tonight. A couple of modern selections of worthy people who ought to be heard more and who are still and are keeping this music going. Here's another Diva 78. Here's a trio of Diva 78s, all acoustically recorded, so put on your acoustic ears for these. Willie Krieger and his orchestra in 1929, a very late acoustic indeed. Sitting Around Thinking About My Baby. That's a Sam Coslow. I think there's Irving on here, too. So if you hear some bellowing, it's Irving Kaufman. So stand by. He could do it, too. Thank you. Now you had Arthur Field singing with the Harmonians, and Arthur was the pride of Utica, New York, by way of Philadelphia. He came from Philadelphia and settled here as a child, so I have to feel that we're entitled to some measure of pride in that. Yes, indeed. Arthur Field's the Harmonians, and sometimes you find those old Harmony Velvetone Diva type discs, and you see the Harmonians, and you think, yeah, That's a hot record. That is a hot record. That is, it's sort of in the realm of the Six Jumping Jacks or any of those research groups. It's a very, very, very warm record. And not because I got it for a steal either. I mean, it's a very, very jumping there. Before the Harmonians, we had the Brown Morris Orchestra. Rose of Monterey, 1927, another diva. I don't know who that cornetist is on there. I didn't look it up in Rust. That's my fault. But I believe it sound. I don't know if Wild Bill Davison was functioning in that band at that time. But that's a hot cornet. That's a guy. He was about 3 millimeters away from being Bix Beiderbecke. Whoever that was really good. And we began with Willie Krieger and his orchestra. Irving Kaufman. How could you miss him? You'll hear a lot more of him tonight, too. Don't worry. We're not going to omit Irving from this feast. Sitting Around Thinking About My Baby, 1929. Another guy we're playing a lot tonight of, at least 3 recordings, let's say, of his own, is Nick Lucas on radio. I'm Andy Sr. Nick Lucas is represented here. A very nice Latin number from 1928. My Tonia. It's gorgeous. I really like this.
Over the desert sand, up where the cactus stands, night falls, another weary day is through. And as I ride along, I sing my lovesick song, and seem to think that I'm with you. My Tonia, with the dark eyes that fade, my Tonia, with your smile enchanting, though your kisses are divine, still I wonder if you're mine. Oh, sometimes I adore you. Could leave you gladly. You swear to love undying, still my heart keeps crying. Tonia, are you truly mine? Oh, my Tonia, you're divine. Still I wonder if you're mine. Midnight, I found myself on
the strangest road, I saw the clouds in the sky float, and someone spoke my name. Once upon a midnight, the wind was shouting enchanted lines. The stars were colored in mad design. The moon burst into flame. A million bells were ringing, and rose petals rained on my face. An angel's voice was singing. Then I vanished into space, and every word I've said is true. I swear by all above, for once upon a midnight, I fell in love.
Black. A ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
Minor tune ending on a major chord is so 1934, isn't it? I used to do that. I keep thinking of well, there's that one with Bing Crosby, I Gotta Pass Your House, which is even more somber than that. Speaking of anomalous things from last program, we touched on some of the unexplained and unusual occurrences that are mentioned in songs. We had a couple right there, a couple of songs. Todd Rollins and his orchestra with Chick Bullock on the vocal, The House is Haunted. Yeah, I was doing a transfer that one night, I was listening to Coast, so that was creepy, too. They should use that song with the shadow people and all that stuff. It's on. You never know what you're going to hear and the synchronicities that may ensue. Before that, Hale Kemp and his orchestra in 1935, Bob Allen on the vocal, Once Upon a Midnight, and that was... sounded like he was either having an out-of-body experience, he was seeing UFOs or something, but it was very strange. You just fall in love. I guess there are worse things you could fall in, from what I've seen. Brunswick, 78, beginning with Nick Lucas. Another Brunswick from 1928, My Tonia. Oh, my God, that's pretty. Pretty stuff. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and if you're interested in this playlist, it is already up at radiolablog.blogspot.com, so please check it out if you're interested. Lots of links. I mentioned Rich Conaty, but there's a lot of other people out there, too. You could look up on my links section, and you will also find some very good information about performers who are trying to keep this music going. And I'll play one of these after the top of the hour. I'm going to continue now by playing somebody I happened to see a few weeks ago in Utica. She was at the Stanley Theater, and boy, was she good. Boy, is she good. And she's got the spirit. She's really got the feel for this music. And that may be due to no small measure to the fact that her father was Louis Russell, the famous band leader. And she's keeping that music going, and she travels in different realms of music, of course, as many people do. But she is very, very talented indeed. And her CD is linked on the page there to the playlist, so look that up. I'm playing from the playlist is Sentimental Streak, and this is Catherine Russell, and this is one her father wrote. This is a pretty damn new recording, too. She sang this amazingly and beautifully. If you ever have a chance to see Catherine Russell or hear her live, by all means, go do so. Here's Catherine Russell. I've Got That Thing.
If the sun don't shine, because I've got that thing. No everyone.